In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, last week we looked at the visit of the wise men, or the magi. In the first couple, half of that chapter, it says, after this interview, starting there at verse 9, right after they talked to Herod, where the magi went and talked to Herod. It said, right after this interview, the wise men went their way once again as the star appeared to them, guiding them to Bethlehem. They went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were filled with joy. We always think of the Nativity, three wise men. We don't know how many they were. Tradition has it there was three because they brought gifts of frankincense. Gold and myrrh. But most likely there was a whole caravan of them. And we think about Jesus when they come to visit him was laying in the manger. It's not what the Bible says. In verse 11, they entered the house where the child and his mother Mary were, and they fell down before him and worshiped him. Then they opened the treasure chest and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But when it was time to leave, they went home another way because God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. If you remember, Herod said, okay, go find a new king of the Jews, but come back and tell me where he is so I can go worship him. So I want to complete that whole series of stuff because sometimes when we take a couple of scriptures and we miss the subject and the context of the scripture. That's what I want to focus on today a little bit. Reflect on the nativity story and so forth we looked at last week, but also about the escape to Egypt. Starting at verse 15 through 23, I believe. No, through 18. I don't know. Maybe I'll finish chapter 2. After the wise men were gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up and flee to Egypt with the child and his mother. The angel said, stay there until I tell you to return, because Herod is going to try to kill the child being Jesus. That night, Joseph left for Egypt with the child and Mary, his mother. And they stayed there until Herod's death. That fulfilled what the Lord had spoken through the prophet, saying, I called my son out of Egypt. It's in Hosea. Herod was furious when he learned that the wise men had outwitted him. He sent soldiers to kill all the boys in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, because the wise men had told them the star first appeared to them about 2 years earlier. Herod's brutal action fulfilled the prophecy that said, a cry in anguish is heard in Ramah, weeping and mourning, unrestrained. Rachel weeps for her children, refusing to be confronted, for they are dead. Now, when Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and told him, get up and take the child and his mother back to the land of Israel, because those who were trying to kill him are dead. So Joseph returned immediately to Israel with Jesus and his mother. But when he learned that the new ruler was Herod's son, he was afraid. And then in another dream, he went on to Galilee. So they went and lived in a town called Nazareth. This fulfilled what the prophet spoke concerning the Messiah. He will be called a Nazarene, which means that he came out of Nazareth. May God add his blessing to reading and hearing and the understanding of his holy and precious word.